I just said that was a very tough evening at the particularly the last part of the second half. But what's your overall assessment?
Yes, that's right. So I mentioned already outside. Yeah, we want to win each and every game, and we're just happy once we win a game. It's not like after a draw we are dancing on the table in the dressing room. I think today we dominate this game for 75 minutes. Millwall were absolutely compact. That's also one of the reasons they are also on an unbeaten run, especially here in a home game. Pitch was difficult. Then, of course, also for the side who tries to create, who tries to be a lot in possession and open such a really compact setup. I got the feeling many parts of our game was good. The build-up was good. Midfield third was good. I think we didn't allow them any chances. We controlled all their counters. Our pressing was good. The only thing we were lacking was a bit like to be really ruthless in the final third. So we had some mistakes in decision-making in the final third. And also our chances, or sometimes even just half chances, I think we should have been a bit more greedy in order to use us. Yeah, we had Przemyslaw Plaszeta two times in good shooting positions, Timo Pukki two or three really good situations in the first half, several set pieces. Overall, I have to say so, it's always the same way when you face a side who is so concentrated on defending and being absolutely solid. Yeah, at any point, you need to score the first goal to open them a little bit more. And we lacked this. And then, yeah, of course, in the last 50 minutes, they brought many tall players in, like Matt Smith, tried to work with some set pieces. And of course, they sense blood anyhow and were asking for whatever, free kicks and penalties, although it was nowhere near to be a penalty situation. But then, of course, they want here in the home game to influence also referee a little bit. And then everything is a bit hectic. And in this moment, then last 10, 15 minutes, you have to dig in and make sure that you don't lose the game. And that's what we did. There was one difficult situation, I think, when we lost a bit the nerves. I think it was Kieran Dowell when he wanted to play a one-touch pass anyhow, and our goal was open. And of course, in this moment, the heart rate goes a bit up. But all in all, I have to say, so can't complain too much. If we didn't show enough today in order to have this quality and this ruthlessness in the final third to score a goal. And if you don't show this, then okay, you have to make sure they return back to the dressing room with a clean sheet. That's what we did. And for that, also a valuable point.
Yeah, and in that respect, very similar to Middlesbrough. Your defensively set up has got you the point. How concerning, though, is it, you know, two games in the league? Barnsley, okay, you've made a lot of changes, so you probably can't include that. But is it a concern for you in terms of the end product not being ruthless enough?
No, not a concern, I have to say. Yeah, because we're sitting top of the league, we have the fifth best attack in the whole league. And all the games before, we have scored always two goals. We have created many, many chances. Last two league games, that's why we found it hard to find the net. Yeah, it was also, let's be honest, difficult games. Yeah, against Middlesbrough, man-orientated side, and we played the last 35 minutes in underload also today against a side who was really, really compact. Yeah, we also had to play without some key players like Emi Buendia, for example, anyhow. I got the feeling we created even more situations in the final third in comparison to the Middlesbrough game, but we didn't show enough quality then to finish the situations and decision-making. But this is quite normal, yeah? It's a championship. It's 46 games, and you will always, during this 46 games, have a period when you find it a bit hard to convert your chances or to be ruthless enough. So that's quite normal. We'll speak a bit about this, that we have to be a bit more committed in the decision-making, a bit more committed also in the situation where it really counts, to be a bit more proactive also in the box, to be a bit more ruthless. Yeah, of course, it's always a bit easier when you have also Jordan Hugel available. You can react. You have Emi Buendia with creativity available. You can react, but we don't complain about this. So even with them, it could be that there is such a period. And in this period, you just have to keep going. And if you have such a period when you have one or two, perhaps three games when you don't score, and then you have to make sure that you show some steel and some resilience and grind out some results. And again, so we're not dancing on the table because we just have one point, but it's also a valuable point, and we take this today.
What was the thinking, Lucas Rupp instead of Kenny McLean? That was a big call. He did quite well, though, Lucas, but why did you go with him instead of Kenny?
Yes, Kenny was also fantastic in the games before when he was available. And he missed the last 12 games and was 12 days in training, was just one day back in team training. And for that, Lucas had also a brilliant start into the season, was then out with the injury. Right now, he was a bit more in his rhythm. And Kenny after just being back one day, of course, and also he had symptoms due to this coronavirus, was a bit weak. He needs a bit time, and a few days in each and every day helps to keep going and to keep him going. And we have also important upcoming games and didn't want to risk anything, and also right now 3 games within 6 days. So for that, we got the feeling just after being back for one day in team training would have been a bit too much for him.
Final one for me. As you said, it's relentless. You go to Swansea now. That's a big game. But is that the type of game you think could bring the best out of your side?
If I'm honest, I have not thought 1 minute about Swansea so far, because I was concentrate on Middlesbrough and right now also on Millwall. And I have to say, it's just one game. It's not a final, and we're not overexcited anyhow. Perhaps Swansea, because they could prepare for this game the whole week and sit on the sofa, analyze us a little bit, can concentrate and prepare and training for this. So we have to play 3 games within 6 days, two difficult away games in a row anyhow. But we can't complain. You know, it's just a fact. Yeah, of course, you would wish for such a game, perhaps that both teams anyhow go more or less with the same schedule into this game, and not one team anyhow with 3 games within 6 days and two difficult away games with long travels in a row. But again, in this moment, it's the same like when you can't score a goal. In this moment, it's not like to search for some excuses or to complain too much. It's more like in this situation, you have to show some resilience and some steel. It's also what we want to do at Swansea anyhow, to show some steel, to show resilience and to grind out the result also there.